This one's, I think, self-explanatory. I had to work really hard not to read X. I could read most of my poems are R, if we're going to rate them. It's R, X, or triple X. So this is really an R reading. This is the best I can do. Waking up. When the girl from the Exxon guns her engine with her derelict foot, it's certain I am meant to awaken and listen to those suddenly aroused pipes and rings and filters. I always think she must want trouble. Maybe I swiped her boyfriend in 78 when I was nothing but a carcass and easy like all the shit from elsewhere. But if I did, I'd like to say I didn't mean it. Or maybe she just couldn't stand the blue dresses my mother sewed that I couldn't stand either. But probably it was something else, a foul up with more death in it, something I said in third period English probably, some crazy thing I meant so much I'd have staked my life on it. I don't remember being in high school, so I can't say if I offended the Exxon girl, but I think she must live in a trailer. It must be horrible to work in a gas station and be over 30, and I think there's a child, as sometimes she mentions one. To tell her how sorry I am for whatever it is I did, I would like to nurse him, as I would like to nurse all the children of America. Like the Exxon girl, I don't remember getting married. I don't recall the day or how my husband looked or who I was then when I was so blonde I was like the color of spring bursting from the tips of winter. It does not please me to say how invisible I was when I got married, but I was 18 then and ignorant of everything except for what would happen if I'd give myself over to a stupid boy's stupid cock. When the boys would use their mammal parts against me, I'd appear in the world again like magic ink coming up from the center of a page. And when I found one who'd love me, though I couldn't see him and couldn't be seen, oh, it was dismal there in the white space of being ignorant and 18, and I was frightened and didn't take to the world. So it must have been as it often is in dreams, the way there's this vague shape moving around that's got to be you, but you're on the outside, as if watching from the sun. And when he moves in to kiss you, you just close your eyes like you think you're Sleeping Beauty. And almost it's as if the whole kingdom goes right down with you, each hydrant, each piece of board and batten, in each house of every town and village. And it could go on for hundreds of years, the vines themselves asleep at the wheel, until some girl you didn't even know in high school presses a part of herself down real hard into the flat, phallic gas pedal of her automobile, and you wake to find yourself alone in bed with troubled, partly grown boy children sleeping right down the hall. That's when the world's so speechless, you think you can hear the dead unbreathing in their graves. You think so much about the dead, you think you know what it means to be in a body. That's what rage is. It's being too much inside yourself. It's waking up 10 feet from the Exxon to a caterwauling motor car. It's standing at the end of winter, watching your son sleep stony in the double bed, while the house loosens on its hinges with such self-assurance, you know your babies will start wailing any minute now. And that's what waking is. It's wanting to be forgiven for all the evil you can't remember doing, but know you must have done. Thank you.